Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bringing others hope, and that's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Are you spending your day with family, or you're spending it alone? It's Sunday. Usually we spend our time with our families. So it's good to be back. It's good to be back today to talk about a topic that's really close to my heart. And I want to also welcome you to Second Chances. That's this program. Your weekly dose of truth, tenderness, and talk that matters right here on Radio Africana. I'm your host, Hilary Asumu, and as always, I'm truly glad you are here. So you just listened to Hopebringer, the beautiful song by Jean-Paul Asumu, a charity song encouraging people to be their brother's keepers. Setting the tone for tonight's episode of Second Chances. If you love it, go download that song and help us get it climbing up the charts. It's on all streaming platforms now. So go and download, stream, and listen. And check the comments on our social media platforms for the link to go download it. Now, before we dive in, I want to start with an important event that happened this weekend. That's today. It's about something that happened this morning on BBC Breakfast. So if you tuned in around 8:15 this morning, you may have seen a special feature on organ donation in the UK. The story looked at the growing number of families choosing not to support their loved ones' decisions, support their loved ones' decision to donate, even when they were registered. So the event actually included powerful voices from recipients. One of them was calling for a legal change so families can't easily override donation decisions. And another simply calling for earlier education and better conversations, which is what I am doing tonight, to bring you all the information you need to know to make that decision to become a living or a deceased donor, to sign up to the organ donor register to be a donor, to help people like me on the transplant list waiting for that call. Now, the first voice asking for a legal change so families can easily override donation decisions, cannot easily override donation decisions. That's a question or discussion for another day. I think that is a whole topic on its own. So following the piece, Anthony Claxon from NHS Blood and Transplant joined the sofa to speak on just how vital family discussions are and why it's so important to have those talks before it's too late. And that brings us perfectly to today's topic, because we're not just talking about donation after death, we're talking about the living donation, the ones who choose to give while they're still alive, while they're still here, thinking about other people and how they can improve or save their lives. So today's episode is called Living While Giving, and it's a deep, gentle look at what it means to give life while still living yours. So it's one of the most, living while giving is one of the most powerful things a person can do. Donate a kidney while still alive, quietly, bravely, and out of love. We'll be unpacking love, silence, culture, and what it might take to make this kind of giving more possible in our communities. We know what it takes to have those conversations. So we're going to explore what that means and why it's so rare in our communities and how it might just be one of those loving decisions a person could ever make. So living donation is one of the most misunderstood gifts in our community. It's not about heroism or headlines. It's not even about medicine, really. It's about love, real love. Imagine being on dialysis, hooked up to a machine several days a week, exhausted, restricted, frustrated. Then one day, someone you love says, "I've been tested. I'm a match. I want to give you my kidney." Imagine how profound that is, how it impacts, you know, that person at that point in time. It's not a small decision. It is massive, but it's also life-changing, not just for the person who receives, but for the one who gives. Yet, in our African and Caribbean communities, this kind of donation is rare. Why? Is it fear, tradition, misinformation? Today, we're going to gently unpack that. So let's ease into this topic with a song about love, devotion, and giving of yourself. This one is from Timi Dakolo, and it's called Iyawomi. It's a love song, yes, but tonight it reminds us of what it means to love deeply enough to sacrifice. So here's Timi Dakolo with Iyawomi. I'll see you back here in a bit. Was Iyawomi by Timi Dakolo. Whether you heard it as a message to a wife, a sibling, or a child, I hope it reminded you that real love shows up quietly, powerfully. So let's be honest, in our culture, we don't talk about donation while living. Many of us don't even want to ask whether we would rather suffer than burden someone else. Sometimes it's pride, sometimes fear, sometimes it's silence passed down from generation to generation. We hear things like, don't give what you might need later. What if one kidney fails? That is a very popular question. Or it's not my portion, you know, God forbid, you know, we do that click over our heads. And why those concerns come from love, they often lead to more pain, not just for the person who needs that organ, but also for that person who has refused to give. And because the person on dialysis keeps waiting and weakening, it's a whole lot of pain on a different level. Now imagine you have siblings who can really donate to you. Siblings who can be that person that gives you a second chance. And when you ask them, they say, no, I'm not going to give. That has caused rifts, you know, between family members, between siblings, brothers, sisters, cousins. Because people are thinking, why should I give you? You know, what's in it for me? And everybody, you know, has that in their heads. What's in it for me? So that is why I respect those people who don't even think about it and they step forward. We don't have a lot from our community, but in the white community, you have a lot of people stepping forward and saying, I want to donate. And I think one of my sessions, I did talk about, you know, living donation around the world. And we saw how, you know, we heard how, you know, women are more likely to donate and men not so much. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is one good act that you can do in your lifetime to help somebody else. And, you know, I was talking to somebody in one of my campaigns, and they said, will it hurt? I was like, well, yeah, it will hurt. It is a major operation. And obviously, the doctors will want you to be in pain. That's torture. They would give you painkillers, you know, strong painkillers to help you get over the pain, but not long term, because obviously we all know that those strong painkillers, strong painkillers are addictive. So you need to be careful. And usually the person who is donating recovers quickly. It is the recipient that has to make sure that, you know, they have to check and make sure that their body isn't rejecting the kidney. But the truth, most people can live a full healthy life with one kidney. I'm a kidney recipient, and I think all of you know that. I'm a kidney recipient, and I'm living with one kidney. And I know a lot of people look at me and they say, you know, how are you getting on with that? I'm getting on okay. Yes, there are underlying conditions and, you know, things that I don't talk about. But at the end of the day, I'm living my life. I am giving back to the community. I am paying forward that kindness that I received from somebody, a stranger that I don't know. And I think most of you know my story. My seven brothers and sisters came forward. Both my parents came forward. And my girlfriend from high school came forward. 10 people, and none was a match. And that happens. It happens. And I ended up not getting a living donation, but a deceased donation. That's another story. That's another topic that we can talk about. And, you know, to go through to test, the testing is thorough. The recovery is fast, as I just said. And the impact, it is huge. So let me ask you, if your son needed a kidney, would you think about it? What about your mom? Or your cousin? Could you give? Could you ask? These are the kind of questions we need to sit with, even if they make us uncomfortable. So let's take a pause and listen to Asa. I guess most of you have heard of Asa or know about Asa. I have some friends who really love her music. So this is Asa with Jayla. And it's about the internal walls we build, the fears that stop us from acting. Sometimes the prison isn't real, it's emotional. So let's break out of it. And as we listen, I hope you can reflect and continue to keep that open mind and stay tuned in. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Prisoner, you're a prisoner to Mr. Jailer. Oh, I have fears, you have fears too. I'll die, but you self will die too. Life is beautiful, don't you think so too, Mr. Jailer? Suppress all my strategies. You oppress every part of me. What you don't know, you're a victim to Mr. Jailer. Oh, you don't care about my point of view. If I die, another will work for you. So you treat me like a modern slave, Mr. Jailer. I'm talking to you, Jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let him ease without saying, be the first to cast the stone, Mr. Jailer. Marketplace, don't throw stones. Even if you do, you just might hit one of your own. Life is not about your policies all the time, so you better rearrange your philosophies. I'm the guilty of better, my data. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let him ease without saying, be the first that cast the stone. Mr. Jailer, oh, I'm talking to you, Jailer. Stop calling me a prisoner. Let him ease without saying, be the first to cast the stone, Mr. Jailer.
Jailer by Asa. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that, and that ministered to you. May we all walk free from fear that stops us from loving fully. So if today's episode has stirred something in you, then let's keep going. For anyone listening from within the UK, this episode is specifically aimed at Nigerians right now. Welcome to the show. This show is for you. You are not forgotten. There are a lot of us who have kidney disease and we're waiting, we're on dialysis all around the UK back home in Nigeria. And I think we need this education. We need to know how to manage ourselves, how to ask our families to step forward. A few months ago, I was advocating on behalf of a kidney patient. So I went with them to the hospital. And, you know, it actually dawned on me that, you know, people don't think about their health until it hits them right in the solar plexus. And you could see how devastated that this family were with this diagnosis. And sometimes I get emails from people in Nigeria talking about, you know, being diagnosed with kidney disease. But we forget that, you know, our health is in our hands. We need to make that effort to look after ourselves. But when it gets to that point where we can't, there is that point of no return, and we've been diagnosed with the disease, then we need to start having those conversations early, really, really early. When I was diagnosed, I was just like any one of you listening to me right now. I didn't think about disease. I didn't even know that I was going to become a kidney patient suddenly. And as you all know, you know, you can come into becoming a kidney patient in different ways. I came through pregnancy, through a miscarriage. Some people is hereditary. For others, you know, the kidney takes that abuse for a very long time. It deteriorates over time. Some people is old age. But then you have to be able to do things or take action to ensure that you maintain your health for longer so that you don't go on dialysis. Or if you're diagnosed, you can start early having that conversation with your family and talking to them and, you know, keeping them up to date with what's happening with you, because then you help them to slowly deal with the issue that you're facing. You help them to slowly sort of come to terms that their child is going to be needing an organ soon, and then start reaching out to family members who can come forward to test to see if they can donate. Because the most successful way of, you know, a transplant or transplantation is living donation, because it's coming from a living person. But deceased donation also works. But it has a lifespan, and I think it is between 15 and 25 years. So you have to take that into consideration. I have seen patients, I've spoken to patients who have been diagnosed, and I say, are you going to speak to your family to see if anybody can donate? And they go, no, I don't want to tell them. Why? You know, because if they love you, they would want you to be here. When my family found out, everybody was falling over themselves to see if they could, you know, be a donor. But, you know, every family is different. I understand that. Every family is different. But you can approach it in a sensitive way. You can reach out to your pastor. You can reach out to your imam. You can reach out to the various religious institutions that you belong to, and speak to your faith leaders and ask them to speak to your family, to come with you when you're speaking to your family, to explain to them what's happening. And I know that a lot of people have faith. I had a patient who was diagnosed, was on dialysis, but they said, I believe in God. I believe that God will heal me. And I understand that quite all right, that, you know, you have that faith. But this is science. This is your health. It's deteriorating. You are on dialysis. Where do you go from there? I don't have an issue with faith. Yes, have that faith. But also remember that you have to meet God halfway. When you pray, you go and get that treatment. Whilst you're waiting for God to work his miracle, keep yourself alive. It reminds me of it was a joke. You know, someone told me a joke, or was it a parable? I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And they said there was this man who every day goes to God, and he goes to pray on his knees every day, praying really hard, saying, God, help me. Help me to win the lottery. Every day. You know, for a very long time, years and years. And God got tired one day, and he spoke to him and he said, my son, I have heard your prayer. You want to win the lottery. Please buy a ticket so that I can help you realize that dream. This is it. This is what I'm talking about. When you have faith, you have to follow it with action. In this case, you are a kidney patient. You need to follow it up with action. Pray to God and go for your dialysis. You never know what would happen. I lost my faith. I did lose my faith. But when I got that call, my faith came back, because I'd given up hope he was going to listen. But he did. And he answered me in a way that changed my life forever. So you can do that. I don't have a problem with faith at all. When you want to do anything, follow it with prayer. Do it, but follow it with prayer, because that is what faith is about. You can't have faith and do nothing. And for those families who are resistant to supporting their loved ones, who have that fear, fear has no place in your heart or in your family when it comes to a loved one. You have to keep an open mind and ask yourself, if I were in their shoes, would I want them to save me? If they die, what would I do? How would their family, you know, survive? Would the responsibility fall on you? So you have to keep asking yourself those questions. And in my gratitude to my donor family, and after I got my transplant, I started working with the different national kidney organizations. And, you know, I actually traveled to Nigeria, and I went on TV. A friend of mine, Ife Onyegbule, the Director General of Imo Broadcasting Service, I'm ever grateful to her as well, because she took it on herself to take me round to radio stations, to TV stations, to talk to people in Nigeria about kidney disease, organ donation, and share my story. And I did. And the number of people who called me, the number of people who emailed, desperate, thinking that I could help. What they didn't understand was that it doesn't work that way. I got, you know, a care without having to think about paying for anything. That is what the NHS does for us. I know that there are issues. People are going to be screaming and saying things about the NHS. But for me, I only have good things to say, because without those NHS doctors and nurses, I wouldn't be here talking to you tonight. But you see, in talking to people in Nigeria, I realized that something needs to be done. Not just here in the UK, we're already doing that work, but what about Nigeria? So I set up a charity in Nigeria. And I promised on the show that I would try my best to do something to help people in Nigeria who can't afford dialysis. So through my charity, we are building a free dialysis center in Nigeria, so that no one has to suffer just because they can't afford dialysis or care. But while that is being built, Second Chances is our way of reaching out, holding space, and starting the conversation. So if you are in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, or anywhere across Nigeria, and kidney issues have touched your life or family, please keep tuning in. We are live every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana. You can also catch the replays on Facebook at WSHBME Kidneys, streaming right now, and YouTube. Again, same handle at WSHBME Kidneys. Just search for WSHBME Kidney Network and it will come up on Google. Our charity in Nigeria is called WSH Kidney Foundation or Warriors, Survivors and Heroes Kidney Foundation. But back here in the UK, if you're wondering what you can do, start small. Talk to your family. Ask questions. Get tested. Learn. Support someone going through it. And if you need community, join our Facebook group, the Black Kidney Network, where conversations go on. And there are loads of resources on there on how you can support this campaign of getting people to start talking about organ donation, both living and deceased. Before we wrap up to this conversation, I want to share a song that speaks directly to those of you facing challenges. Whether you're dealing with health issues, supporting a loved one, or simply navigating life's ups and downs, this track is a reminder of the strength within you. This one is Stronger Than Ever by Alex Dean. It's a reminder that even when we're tired or broken or doubting, we are still standing. So I hope that helps you to reflect, and I will see you back here in a little while. See you soon.
You down, you gotta stand up and fight.
I'm going step by step cause I know that I'm following Christ. Nothing to lose, know that you picking a fight. If you were throwing a left then I'm ducking and throwing a right. I'm going up, not getting stuck. Who finna run? I put my treasure in things above. Find desires, I'm finna put on the gloves. Yeah, why would I lose? I'm finna chill cause I already won. Doing it right, I'm not rolling the dice. I'm going step by step cause I know that I'm following Christ. Nothing to lose, know that you picking a fight. If you was throwing a left, then I'm ducking and throwing a right.
Don't say you down. You gotta stand up and fight. Got to stand up. Got to stand up.
In the city, I'm standing on business. Not finna fold it, I'm not finna end it. Walking with God, had to walk with the sauce. Feel like little dog, I'm in it. Not finna lose, I'm gon' win. I'm staying persistent. I'm not a mistake, I'm living in faith. I love how you gave me the vision. Back in the ring, throwing a punch. Like I'm back in the kitchen. Follow your word, not giving up. Cause you know I'ma live it. Why would I let them folk bring up my past when I'm forgiven? I'm already winning, and I'm already different. Doing it right, I'm not rolling the dice. I'm going step by step cause I know that I'm following Christ. Nothing to lose, know that you picking a fight. If you was throwing a left then I'm ducking and throwing a right.
Don't say you die.
Don't try to knock me out, that I was done. I got right back in the ring. I know I could do all things through Christ, so why would I not wanna swing? Why would I back myself in the corner when I know I'm still with the king? We're moving the same. When you say go, I don't wanna blink. When you say move, I don't need to think. I trust that you're working it out for me. Yeah, so I know what to do. Stuck in a storm, nothing to lose. See how I'm making it through.
Don't say you down. You gotta stand up and fight. Got to stand up. Got to stand up.
You're listening to Radio Africana.
Even though your body full of bite marks from all them kidnapped.
Yes,
any movie, I'm just living life. Too many people in my business, and they should keep dying. I feel like this is my face now. In front of the witness, I'm facing the big guns. And if I tell them no chase, I will.
Alex Jean, and the last song you just heard was Stand Strong by Kabusa Choir. And these songs, the lyrics, when you listen to them, is a powerful reminder that through faith and perseverance, we can overcome life's hurdles. Thank you for spending an evening with me here on Second Chances. As we conclude today's episode, remember that you are not alone on this journey, even on the days it doesn't feel like it. Today we explored living while giving, a topic that brings together love, sacrifice, and survival. And as we close, we are facing health issues like kidney disease. Don't suffer in silence. Okay, I'll repeat that. If you are facing health issues with kidney disease, don't suffer in silence. Reach out. Talk to somebody. Reach out to me. I'm always willing to listen. I'm always willing to advocate on your behalf because I've been through it from beginning to the end, including tying off my fistula. So I can tell you from my own experience what it is, how it feels. Yes, everybody's experience is different, but believe me, having that information to hand, having that, you know, reassurance that it's not all doom and gloom, it actually helps. I didn't have that whilst I was going through my own journey. And I vowed after my transplant that nobody would have to go through a kidney journey without support, without advice, without a voice who has been through it and understands the intricacies of the kidney journey. So we are here every Sunday for you. And you can call in, you can, you know, send a text, you can send your questions. And as I've always said, no question is stupid or silly. You ask them because you are the one going through things. You are the one that's going through this journey. And believe me, you think you're strong on kidney journey? You can't do it alone. You need that support. You need your tribe around you, especially in the Black community. My charity, our charity, WSH BME Kidney Network, is here to support those kidney patients and their families in the community. And something is coming very soon that you can tap in, and I will reveal it in time, that will help you to manage a lot of the processes you have to go through. Because every day I am thinking of how I can, you know, help a little bit more, help you, not hold your hand, but show you how you can advocate for yourself, how you can do that as well. To everyone listening from Nigeria, from Salford, from Worsley, from London to Lagos, thank you. I want to give a special shout out to the members of the Black Kidney Network, especially Fez Awan, for their support, and also African parents in Europe for their friendship and encouragement. The group is led by an admin who believes in the spirit of supporting each other. You are all part of this family now, my family, and I really appreciate the encouragement you give me, especially when I think I can't do it anymore. And believe me, that comes sometimes, because sometimes it gets too much, especially when I'm not well. And you know, that voice, those women who are always encouraging, and they say, Hilaria, go on, you're doing good. And you know, someone just sent me a message on WhatsApp, Ehi Musa. I want to say thank you. This is my in-law, and she's tuned in from the beginning. These are the people that support the show, and I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much. I also want to recognize Jordan Moore, who works at Sofo City Council. Thank you for sharing the links to people to listen to me this evening. I really appreciate you, Jordan. Thank you. So join us, family, next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana for more conversations that matter. Next Sunday's episode is called Would You Do It For Me? And we'll be going even deeper into family dynamics and the silence that sometimes surrounds donation decisions. To end tonight, Yes, Stand Strong by Davido, featuring the Sunday Service Choir. I just found this song yesterday, and I was listening to it all throughout because it was ministering to me. And I said, I want to share it with all of you, my listeners, this evening. It's a reminder that no matter what you're facing, you are not alone. So stay strong. Until then, stay hopeful. Stay kind, and remember, second chances are more than possible. They are powerful. Good night. Yes, Davido. I'll see you soon.
Papa told me keep your head up high, even though your body full of bite marks from all them canines. Steady moving, I'm just living life. And so many people in my business, so many joking eyes. My fears are easier to face, man. In the front of my head, steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. I'm 44 looking over. Then no be stop us, I know now. And every show is a short time. Cause I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you LME 9 plus. Big fish flow like the ocean. Oh, I'm one star strong. Getting BG day my back up. Baby, you LME 9 plus. Can't deny my devotion. You see the money and the fame and success, but you really don't know what's going on in my life. In my life.
What's going on in my life?
No pleasure comes from pain. No money fall like rain. This thing they cost my grave. But it's all love. My fears are easier to face, man. In the front of my haters. Steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. And my mama looking over. Yes, we rise by it in order. And that is the law of the land. Cause I stand strong. Obi, you no go minus. Obi, you LME 9 plus. Big fish flow like the ocean. Oh, I stand strong. Getting with you day my back up.
Cause I stand.
are listening to Radio Africana, biggest radio station in Manchester,
Magic,
for Afrobeat.
Come on.
He's hearing.
Back to the time when I had nobody like you. Looking through like a vision. Yeah, switch up my vibes and make me love you when you. Baby, you are my light, my medicine. Oh, you got that fitness. You got me feeling so blessed. Oh, no. I want you to tell me, my love is your love, baby. She don't want the Gucci bag or the Fendi. Yeah, she give me butterflies in my belly. Ooh, love. And when she tell me my love is your love, baby. If my bubble's running, baby, she gon' say. She give me butterflies in my belly. Ooh, love. Your love is crazy, girl, your love is crazy. You amazing, yeah, you amazing. All the girls, I'm only really want to play me. But when me there with you, me realize
love don't cost all that.
Love is crazy, you amazing, yeah, you amazing. All that jazz and money really want to play me. But when we there with you, we realize
love don't cost a dime.
Yeah. When nobody there, homo, you be there with me. Telling me that little read. You know, must let me bless the Lord for the day you come. How you wait? Can I spend the feeling? But I must say, me, I like it. Love me like a ghost, I got a man, I feel an irate. All that girls, them gold, the girls, all of them are pirate. You my beloved, you my beloved. Keep in my heart, I diffuse, I'm too strong. I must say, nobody make me feel how you does. I must say, nobody make me feel how you does. When she tell me, my love is your love, baby. She don't want the Gucci bag or the Fendi. Yeah, she give me butterflies in my belly. Ooh, no. I want you to tell me my love is your love, baby. If my world was running, baby, she gon' save me. Yeah, she give me butterflies in my belly. Ooh, no. Your love is crazy, girl, your love is crazy. You amazing, yeah, you amazing. All that girls, them only really want to play me. But when me there with you, me realize
love don't cost a dime.
Love is crazy, you amazing, girl, you amazing. All that girls, them only really want to play me. But when me there with you, me realize
love don't cost a dime.
No, 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 nah, nah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Baby, love don't cost
a dime. Magic, he's right.
Radio Africana.
In heaven, hey, in heaven.
love in heaven
until we're older and our hair is gray. When our bones are aching and memories start to fade, my love for you will always be the same. And if you don't mind, please carry my last name.
As they open the